We solemnly swear that we up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a Mick Olson podcast. We are a group of sisters who are diehard Harry Potter fans and want to share our crazy passion and knowledge of the wizarding world with our fellow Potterheads.
Today we have...
Nadine, your over-the-hill Hufflepuff.
Lexi, your gray-haired Hufflepuff.
Angela, your senile Slytherin.
Jamie, your grizzled Gryffindor.
And Tor, your retired Ravenclaw.
Yay! We're old.
It's our 100th episode!
We're 100 years old.
Oh my goodness. Did you guys think we would make it this far? I mean,
no.
Wow, Lex, what little faith you have.
Just kidding.
No.
It's actually pretty cool that we made it to 100, though, honestly.
It is.
Does this make us like a legit podcast? Like, send us your money type of podcast? Like,
oh, we're legit. We're super legit.
We're legit. No, so legit that we were ranked as one of the best Harry Potter podcasts out there.
Yes,
so.
That's right.
Thanks,
yeah, thanks to the amazing fans we have. So yes. Thank you guys.
Yes. Obviously, we wouldn't have been there without any of you. So thank you.
We would just be a group of five people listening to their own podcast.
Over and over again.
Get those ratings up. We would totally still do.
Just laughing at our own jokes. I'm hilarious.
Sometimes, though, I'm listening to us and I crack up and then Garrett, my husband's like, and I was like, we're hilarious.
This stuff is gold.
You listen to that while you're sleeping or something?
No.
Do we put you to sleep, Nadine?
No, I just like, I'll be listening or I'm editing. Usually I'm editing it and the joke, and he's sitting next to me. And so, like, we'll crack a joke and I'm like, oh my goodness, we're so funny.
Good. I feel like that just needs a little bit more context. That's all.
It's good.
Because I'm never
good.
Around my husband.
Well, we thought that it would be fun to read a part of each of the books, the 100th page exactly. So to celebrate our 100th episode, because Tori's a book nerd and that's how she rolled. I thought
what
it was great.
What a Ravenclaw thing to suggest.
But we loved
her
it.
We were all like, what should we do? And Tori was like, the 100th page of each book.
Hey, I almost did it to like the extreme where we were going to read the 100th word, the 100th page, the 100th character, the 100th spell, the 100th potion. I was going to go all out.
How would we even have figured how that would have taken so long?
Hey,
we toned her down.
Yeah, Tori has a lot of free time on her hands. She only has about 5 minutes or something.
It was a miracle I even wrote the stuff that we needed to write to read tonight. Let's be honest.
Oh, man. So we'll start off. We'll just go book 1-7, and we'll each just take turns reading these passages.
So I will start us off.
Lexi, yeah, start us off.
Yeah, with Philosopher's Stone, and maybe we'll try to do voices. I don't know how this is going to go.
Do it.
Remember, this is your audition for becoming the best voice actor ever.
Please hire me to read your audiobooks out loud. And
sing. Lexi's soothing sound of my voice.
And until Hagrid told me, I didn't know anything about being a wizard, or about my parents, or Voldemort. Ron gasped. What? Said Harry. You said you know whose name, said Ron, sounding both shocked and impressed. I'd have thought you, of all people. I'm not trying to be brave or anything, saying the name, said Harry. I just never knew you shouldn't. See what I mean? I've got loads to learn. I bet, he added, voicing for the first time something that had been worrying him a lot lately. I bet I'm the worst in class. You won't be. There's loads of people who come from Muggle families, and they learn quick enough.
Yay. That was beautiful.
Lexi, that was amazing.
That was beautiful.
I followed along perfectly.
Oh, okay. So it's my turn. Chamber of Secrets. Oh, okay. Tut tut. Hardly any of you remember that my favorite color is lilac. I say so in Year of the Yeti. And a few of you need to read the Wanderings with Werewolves more carefully, I clearly state in chapter 12 that my ideal birthday gift would be harmony between all magic and non-magical magic peoples. Though I wouldn't say no to a large bottle of Ogden's old fire whiskey. But Miss Hermione Granger knew my secret ambition is to rid the world of evil and market my own range of hair care potions. Good girl. In fact, he flipped her paper over. Full marks.
Why is he the worst and the best at the same time?
I'm sorry, Nadine. Again.
Gilderoy.
Yeah. It's just what happens. All right. Prisoner of Azkaban. Draw, you knaves, you dogs. They watched in astonishment as the little knight tugged his sword out of its scabbard and began brandishing it violently, hopping up and down in rage. But the sword was too long for him. A particularly wild swing made him overbalance, and he landed face down in the grass. Are you all right? Asked Harry, moving closer to the picture. Get back, you scurvy braggart! Back, you rogue! The knight seized his sword again and used it to push himself back up. But the blade sank deeply into the grass, and though he pulled with all his might, he couldn't get it out again. Finally, he had to flop back down onto the grass and push up his visor to mop his sweating face. Listen, said Harry, taking advantage of the knight's exhaustion. We're looking for the North Tower. You don't know the way, do you? A quest! The knight's rage seemed to vanish instantly. He clanked to his feet and shouted, Come, follow me, dear friends, and we shall find our goal, or else shall perish bravely in charge. He gave the sword another fruitless tug, tried and failed to mount the fat pony, gave up, and cried, On foot then, good sirs and gentle lady, on, on!
Yes! So good.
That was amazing.
Oh, God.
That was fantastic. I loved it, Tori.
Thank you.
Okay, on to the Goblet of Fire. Okay, I'm not doing an accent, I apologize. I don't even
You're
know.
Fudge.
Anyway.
You're fudge.
No. Oh, it is fudge. Okay.
You're fudge.
You're fudge.
Harry Potter, you know, he told the Bulgarian minister loudly, who was wearing splendid robes of black velvet trimmed with gold and didn't seem to understand a word of English. Harry Potter, oh, come on now, you know who he is. The boy who survived, you know who? You do know who he is. The Bulgarian wizard suddenly spotted Harry's scar and started gabbling loudly and excitedly, pointing at it. Knew we'd get there in the end, said Fudge wearily to Harry. I'm no great shakes at languages. I need Barty Crouch for this sort of thing. Ah, I see his house elf saving him a seat. Good job, too. These Bulgarian blighters have been trying to gauge all the places. Ah, and here's Lucius.
Good job, Jamie.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
I hope you guys are all enjoying like the context that you're getting and like trying to figure out where this is coming from on the hunt.
I know, this is fun.
It's almost like a big clue that you gradually get to.
Also, I just had to point out the Goblet of Fire quote is like extremely important to the entire plot of everything. When he's like, ah, I see Barty Crouch's elf is saving him a seat. Like, oh, needed, you know. Oh,
yeah. Anyway. Okay, Angela, Order of the Phoenix.
Okay. All right. So who do you think's got it now? Asked George. I hope it's our side, said Ron, sounding slightly nervous. If it is, Dumbledore's probably keeping it, said Fred. Where? Said Ron quickly. Hogwarts? Bet it is, said George. That's where he hid the Sorcerer's Stone. The weapon's going to be a lot bigger than the stone, though, said Ron. Not necessarily, said Fred. Yeah, the size is no guarantee of power, said George. Look at Ginny. What do you mean, said Harry? You've never been on the receiving end of one of her bat bogey hexes, have you?
Yay!
And you have a
Angela,
future career.
You win! You
that
win!
Was excellent.
The bet it is. That was the best part.
You bet it.
Bet it.
I was like thinking that Hermione had a part as I was like reading it. I was like, I think I pulled a little bit of a Hermione voice in there on accident. I'm like,
you're great. You're great.
Oh,
that was golden.
Hire me for your next voice.
It was perfect.
Hire me. Yes. Hire all of us.
Fantastic.
Okay. On to Half-Blood Prince. It'll be Fred and George's idea of a funny joke, making sure it can't come off, said Ginny. But it's got to come off, squeaked Hermione. I can't go around looking like this forever. You won't, dear. We'll find an antidote. Don't worry, said Mrs. Weasley soothingly. I can't do a French accent. You told me Alfred and George are very amusing, said Fleur, smiling serenely. Yes, I can hardly breathe for laughing, snapped Hermione.
That was beautiful, Alexi. No. You think for someone who took French in high school, you couldn't do right? a proper French
I used to be accent. Fluent in French. Nada. Yes. Got nothing here.
You told me. So good. Okay, and last but not least, we have Deathly Hallows. Oh dear, okay. What we really need to decide, said Hermione, tossing defensive magical theory into the bin without a second glance and picking up an appraisal of magic education in Europe, is where we're going after we leave here. I know you said you wanted to go to Godric's Hollow first, Harry, and I understand why, but, well, shouldn't we make the Horcruxes our priority? Well, if we knew where any of the Horcruxes were, I'd agree with you, said Harry, who did not believe that Hermione really understood his desire to return to Godric's Hollow. His parents' graves were only part of the attraction. He had a strong, though inexplicable, feeling that the place held answers for him. Perhaps it was simply because it was there that he had survived Voldemort's killing curse. Now that he was facing the challenge of repeating the feat, Harry was drawn to the place where it had happened, wanting to understand.
Woohoo! Beautiful.
That was deep. For a 17-year-old, he's only 17.
That's crazy.
Poor kid.
Who knows a 17-year-old right now?
I do. I mean, they are alive. What's the question?
They do exist. I'm sure I know one.
I know one right now.
Not one on like my phone that I could text and be like, hey, what's up?
Hey, have you found the Horcruxes yet?
I'm pretty sure all the 17-year-olds I know would definitely forever not listen to me ever again if I text them anything about Harry Potter. So.
Right? That's like surefire way to say you're a millennial, right? If you're texting about Harry Potter and have a middle part or a side part and we're skinny jeans.
Oh my goodness.
I own it.
Side part and skinny jeans. They'll never go away.
And Harry
no
Potter.
No way.
We and run Harry a podcast, Nadine. Come on.
And to prove our Harry Potterness, we will be taking a quiz. Yes. Take it away, Erin.
We thought it would be fun.
Yeah, take it away, Erin.
Take it away, Erin. So I'm going to ask, so some of the questions, you have the option of getting multiple choice. Other ones, you have to get it because it's like you have to pick which one's not in the scheme. So if you don't want the multiple choice, I won't give it to you, but then you can ask for it. That's how this is going to go.
Okay.
We are just going to go, we're going to go Ange, Lexi, Nadine, Tori, cycling through. So
alphabetical. Okay. There.
Okay, so. Angela, you are going to go first.
Okay.
So this one I have to tell you the multiple choice. Which of these houses is not a Hogwarts house?
Uh-huh.
Is it? It starts really easy here. Is it?
You got this, Ange.
A. Thunderbird. B. Gryffindor. C. Ravenclaw. Or D. Hufflepuff.
A.
Good job. Proud of you.
Angela, good job. Whew. I'm sweating.
Okay. Lexi, who is Harry's godfather?
Sirius Black.
Nice. Nadine, what is the British term for a non-magical person?
Oh. Muggle.
Okay. I was concerned for a second there.
There were a lot of, like, turns that could happen there. I was like, British? Okay. Non-magical.
But I do have to say, the multiple choice on that one is Muggle, Puffle, and I'm like, dang it, Puffle would have been awesome.
Puffle.
Okay. Tori, what is Lord Voldemort's real name?
Tom Marvolo Riddle.
Nice. Good job. Angela, what is Harry's middle name?
James.
Good job.
I'm gonna be the first to get one wrong.
Lexi, when is Harry's birthday?
July 31st.
Good job.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I couldn't remember if there was 30 or 31 days in July.
That's why you did the knuckle trick. I get it.
Yeah. Lexi was over here counting her knuckles.
Okay, Nadine, what year do the students take their OWLs?
Oh, shoot. Oh, wait, what year?
Yeah, what year?
I thought you said what month. I was like going through the calendar year. Okay, their fifth year.
Good job.
We were all like,
we want to know the date and the time.
I was like, April? I don't know.
Oh, no, don't worry. You did great. Okay.
Okay. Next question.
Tori, who is of these people I will now list is technically not a ghost? Professor Binns, Moaning Myrtle, the Fat Friar, or Peeves?
Peeves.
The Poltergeist.
Yes, good job. Angela.
Bye.
Which Weasley dies in the Battle of Hogwarts?
George.
No.
Tori.
You have.
Tori was saying yes to my side.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm saying I was saying Fred.
Fred. I was spelling it, and you were like,
"You have to remember it rhymes, Fred."
Oh God!
And then you guys, wow. George. No, George gets his ear blasted off, and if you look at your ear, it's shaped like a G. That's how I remember.
That's
wow. So good, Nadine.
Knowledge I did not know I needed in my life, but thank
now you.
Now
you know.
Okay. Okay. Well, now I'm the one that first got it wrong.
You're wonderful, and I'm so sorry. I was trying to like mouth Fred, but my face went forward.
Did anybody catch on to my sign language?
Yeah, I was saying no.
I was shaking my head.
Damn it.
Oh my goodness.
I just went to the Ravenclaw naturally.
Moving on.
I was just saying it.
Okay. Lexi, what magazine does Xenophilius Lovegood publish?
What is The Quibbler? Nice.
Look at Lexi.
Good job. Nadine, which of these incantations can levitate an object? Do you need the list?
Wingardium Leviosa.
Good job.
Beautiful.
Do you need the list?
You need the list.
Tori, what is the address of the Black's home?
12 Grimald Place.
Nice. Okay. Angela.
Yes.
What is the correct birth order of the Weasley children?
You got this, Ange.
She gets the one with Fred and George every time.
Okay. Bill, Charlie. Fred, George. George, Fred. It's George and Fred. Oh, Percy! Percy! Okay. For editing purposes, I will start over.
For editing purposes, we're keeping Tori this in, Ed.
Really
yeah,
loud.
Right, Ed.
Okay. Bill, Charlie, Percy, Fred, George, Ron, Ginny.
Nice. Okay, Lexi, who sends Harry his father's invisibility cloak on Christmas?
Professor Dumbledore.
Good job.
Professor
Nadine, what animal is the Ravenclaw symbol?
Ooh, this is a trick question. It's an eagle.
Good job.
A raven.
You are not eagle claw, so I think it's a trick.
Oh my god. Raven means the color of the talons.
Chill.
The claws.
Chill.
All right, we're fine.
Tori, what is Hagrid's dog name?
Fang.
Fang. Good job. Wow, I guess this is a weird cycle. So, Angela, oh, what is the name of the Weasley home?
The Burrow?
Good job.
Okay. And she just needs to brush up on her Weasley trivia.
I know, I was thinking of what should I Got study it. Today? Oh, I know. The Weasleys.
The Weasleys.
Let me just brush up on my Weasleys for my podcasting tonight.
Brush up on my Weasleys.
Lexi, what potion gives good luck to those who drink it?
Felix Felicis.
Feliz. Feliz.
Feliz. That is it. That's it right there, guys. Phoenix Feliz.
Okay, Nadine, what are the birth names of Lily Potter and Petunia Dursley?
The birth names?
Yes.
Do you mean their maiden names?
Yeah, but they asked it that way to make it, like, so difficult.
It's wrong Lily and Petunia. Evans.
Good job.
I was like, were Tori. They born a different name?
I know, it's like, I'm so confused.
Tori, what day did Lily and James die?
October 31st.
Mm-hmm.
19...
Wow.
89.
Oh, wow.
You can have brownie points, but you don't get extra credit.
Yes! Extra credit.
Angela, uh-huh. Which class does Professor McGonagall teach?
Ooh, Transfiguration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lexi, who does Bill Weasley marry?
Fleur Delacour.
Nadine, where is the entrance to the Chamber of Secrets?
In the girls' bathroom? That mm-hmm. entrance? Okay.
Yeah.
Second floor?
Don't worry, it's not particular. You're
I was like, in the dungeons? But like,
okay. That is an option. That was one of them. Mm-hmm. Okay, Tori, what kind of wood is Harry's first wand made out of?
Holly.
Good job. Angela, how many Horcruxes did Voldemort make intentionally?
Six.
Good job. Beautiful. Okay, Lexi, which of these is not a drink in the series? Butterbeer, pumpkin fizz, gillyweed, or acid pop?
Which one is not a drink?
Not a drink in the series.
I'm pretty sure gillyweed isn't a drink. It's something
neither
you, like,
is acid
chew and
pop.
Eat. But acid pop is also like a sucker. And would they call it pumpkin juice, not pumpkin fizz?
You can blame BuzzFeed on that one. But
did they mean to say which one is a drink? Because the only correct answer is butterbeer.
I agree with the Hufflepuff.
It says which one's not, and it says that acid pop is the answer. And I thought
you
that was weird because I thought that gilly weed.
There's gilly.
It's like a thing.
Giggle water.
There's gilly water.
Yeah.
I think maybe they messed that up then because I thought that was a weird question.
You have to take a lump of
mistake.
Roots and worm stuff and chew it for. They don't.
Well, I'm glad
that
we
right,
correct
Lexi.
The test.
The inner rage that this question has brought
How dare they?
Everyone,
first off, how dare you?
Okay, stop. Moving on here. Nadine.
Okay.
Who wrote the A History of Magic?
The Phil the Bagshot?
Yep. Good job. Tori. Who kills Dobby?
Oh, say this. Bellatrix the Strange.
Savage.
Yes. Okay. Angela, which of these is not located in Hogsmeade? Is it Madame Puttyfoot's Tea Shop, The Shrieking Shack, Zonk's Joke Shop, or Florin Fortis's Ice Cream Parlor?
Number four.
Yes. Good job. The ice cream parlor is in Diagon Alley.
Diagon Alley.
Diagon Alley.
Lexi, which house is Justin Finch Fletchley in?
Hufflepuff.
Huffletuff. Huffletuff. Okay. Nadine, what does Hagrid use to channel the broken pieces of his wand?
Pink umbrella.
Mm-hmm. A pink umbrella. Tori, how many players make up a Quidditch team?
Seven.
Mm-hmm. Angela, yeah. Which of the following was not made into a Horcrux? The diadem of Rowena Ravenclaw, the sword of Gryffindor, a cup of Helga Hufflepuff, or the Gaunt family ring?
The sword of Gryffindor.
You can't touch that.
Can't touch that. Can't touch the stealing.
That's exact. I can picture Dumbledore dancing to that.
Doing the moon.
The moon.
The moon.
Probably the moon walk.
It's the moon in the Wizarding World. Look at it.
Okay, Jamie, go for it.
Lexi, which children's book is the Deathly Hallows in?
All I can think of is Birdie Bots, and I know that's not what it is.
You can get Beedle. The multiple choice if you would like.
Beedle the Bard.
The Tales of Beedle the Bard.
Beedle. Birdie Bots.
I was like, I know it's not Birdie Bots. Why do you guys keep saying that?
Oh my goodness. Okay, Nadine. Which of these is not a spell modifier? Is it Tria, Accio, Totalis, or Maxima?
Wait, so a modifier?
Mm-hmm. Which is not a spell modifier?
Say those again.
So there's Tria, Accio, Totalis, or Maxima.
So a modifier would be like you say the word after the actual spell, like,
and it changes
Lumos
the spell.
Is the spell, and Maxima is the modifier to make it a big.
That's
Lumos.
What I was thinking. So I would say Accio because that's just a spell.
What's Tria though? What spell is that?
I have no idea. It's something
out there, apparently.
Tori. Which teleportation method do the six-year students learn?
Hold on. I know what it is. I just don't remember the name. Apparition. There we go.
You got it.
I like Nadine's rendition of it. That was beautiful.
Okay. Angela, which of these is not considered a pure blood family? Are you ready for the list?
Ready.
Okay. So there's Flint, Cresswell, Black, and Abbott.
I do not know the first two names of that list. I'm going to say Abbott. I'm going to say... Number one.
That wasn't number one.
I'm going to say number two.
Crestwell?
Crestwell. Yeah,
it's Crestwell.
My final answer is Crestwell.
So Hannah Abbott is a pureblood family?
Yes.
I didn't know that. She's a freaking Hufflepuff.
She's amazing. Boss.
She's a boss. Okay.
Okay, Lexi, what kind of magical creature is Aragog?
An acromantula?
Good job.
Beautiful.
She like paused. That was great.
Okay, Nadine, what is Ron's favorite Quidditch team?
Is at Puddlemere United. No, the Chudley Cannons.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good job.
Okay.
All I could come up with cannon, though, so you got it better than me.
I was imagining orange for some reason.
I think they are orange.
Yes.
Maybe they're blue.
Blue and orange.
Make That's one book I actually don't have is Quidditch Through the Ages. I should get that.
Book nerd.
Okay, Tori, who wins the 1994 Quidditch World Cup?
Crumb caught the snitch. Ireland won.
Good job.
Should have bet on that.
Should have bet on that. Dang it.
Angela, how are Hagrid and Grop related?
They share a mother.
Yeah.
Which makes them
half brothers.
Good job.
They shall mother.
Mother giant.
Mother giant.
Mother giant.
Lexi, when is Neville's birthday?
July 31st.
Good job.
Dang. Wait, what?
When is Neville's birthday?
And what'd you say?
July 31st. July 30th. Sorry, that's what I meant to say.
Okay.
just the prophecy totally just said the being 30th. Born at the end of July. The same exact prophecy.
If you go off the prophecy.
If you go off the prophecy, they're just born at the end of July.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me, were you born midwinter? No.
Nadine. What is James Potter's nickname?
Prongs.
That's a good one.
Lexi, I was like, my horn can pierce the sky.
My horn can pierce the sky.
Tori, how is the Grey Lady related to Rowena Ravenclaw?
She is her daughter.
Nice. Just did an episode on that.
She is Rowena Ravenclaw.
Whoa.
Plot twist.
Let's see. We just did Tori. So, Angela.
Yeah.
What does Charlie Weasley do for a living?
He tames trained dragons.
He tames and trains.
He brings them to Triwizard tournaments.
He relocated Nürburgring.
He picks up ones from Hogwarts when they're illegal.
When they're illegal. He's Steve Irwin of the Wizarding World.
It's good. Yeah, I like it. That's Lexi. What name does Buckbeak use after his execution?
Wither wings.
Yes.
I just kept silver thinking wings. Of the. I was just thinking of like Quest for Camelot.
I know, yeah.
Like, silver wings.
Silver wings.
Oh my gosh. Where can you watch that movie? I need to watch that again.
It's on Disney Plus.
I own it.
Oh my gosh.
I own it as well. It's in my car. I turn it on for my kids when we go.
Oh. It wasn't the pigeon, it was the falcon.
Oh my gosh, that's the best. Okay, Nadine, what is Dean Thomas's favorite sport?
Football, but that's soccer.
Yeah, good job.
You know how many people you've just enraged?
So many. We're all encompassing here.
Including my husband.
We're going to get canceled.
Okay, Tori, what does Harry do with his winnings from the Triwizard Tournament?
He gives them to Fred and George to start wizarding with Weasley's wizards. Whatever. Weasley's wizarding wheezes. There it is. I can see.
Whiskey whiskling.
Whatever. I got that.
Talking what way?
Talking what way?
Angela, What position has Dolores Umbridge never held? Is it A, headmistress of Hogwarts, B, high inquisitor, C, senior under secretary, or D, head auror?
Head auror?
Nice. Good job.
Pretty sure she doesn't believe in defense against the auror.
Lexi, what is Voldemort's mother's name?
It's like Merlot.
Not Marvolo. Would you like the multiple choice?
Yeah, sure.
You guys realize this has been an option the whole time, okay? Instead, you guys are mouthing words to each other.
Our listeners don't know that.
Yeah, there's just awkward pauses.
Hopefully you guys are taking this quiz along with us. Or you've just stopped listening by this point.
Either way, it's
read
fine.
Read the options, Jamie.
Here are your options. Is it Marvola, Marfin, Morgana, or Marope?
Marope! It's Marope.
Marope-y. That's what I call it.
Sorry, that's, I probably Marope-y. Said it wrong.
It's definitely
that's
not
how
Marope-y.
I say it. It's more feminine. Marope.
Is her nickname Ropey?
I think it's Mer.
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 Hey, Mer.
Mer, get over here.
Let's see. Nadine, what year do students take magical creatures?
They start in their third year.
Good job. Tori, who are the chasers on the Gryffindor team?
When?
At what point?
I'm assuming that this question is the first two books.
All right. Alicia Spinett, Angelina Johnson, and Katie Bell.
Nice job.
Holy.
Holy. Angela.
Yes. Who is the first question? Oh my gosh.
Who is the first person to successfully break into Gringotts? You can't ask for multiple choice.
Well, technically there were two people involved. Am I right? So I'm
going to
say Quill with Voldemort on the back of his head.
Good job.
Technically.
Lexi.
The body system.
Lexi, what does Neville break during his first flying lesson?
His remembrall. Nope, his arm.
His remembrall.
If it was what part of his arm, if we're gonna be particular,
his wrist probably.
Yeah, he broke his wrist.
His super forearm, otherwise known as wrist.
Nadine, how is Bellatrix and Tonks related?
Hold on. So, Andromeda Black is Tonks' mom.
You're just dropping names now.
And she's got the three sisters.
Nadine's just making stuff up.
My sister, Andromeda. Okay. Tori, will you explain this to us, please?
You had it. You're there. All you just need to do is put names to it. So, Bellatrix Narcissa and Andromeda are sisters.
Yeah.
If your sister, Angela, had a daughter, what would that daughter be to you?
I was right. Nadine, you're Bellatrix. Jersey is Tonks.
It's her, the aunt, and the niece.
Yes. Yeah.
Yay!
That took way too long. I'm like a very visual person. I was trying to draw the tree.
I was trying to draw the tree for you. It's like three and tongues down here.
For some reason, I was just having a hard time picturing Bellatrix as the...
She's not a very nice aunt.
Yeah, but whatever. Okay.
Okay. Tori,
who... She tried to kill her sister's daughter.
Yes. That's why she says, I ran into Auntie Bella.
Auntie Bella.
Oh, Auntie Bella.
Continuing.
Okay. Sure.
Tori, who invented extendable ears?
Fred and George Weasley.
Good job. Angela, what kind of cauldron does Hogwarts ask its students to bring?
A black cauldron.
No.
I'm gonna need the metal alloy.
Imagine
that you...
imagine Harry's voice reading his supply list in the first book.
Robes, pet, and
would you like the multiple choice? Is it A, gold alloy, B, silver, C, bronze, or D, pewter?
Bronze. Silver.
No.
Number four, whatever word that was.
Well, pewter cauldron.
That was beautiful.
That made me cry. That was so funny. She like... For everyone else who didn't watch Angela just do that, she like closed her eyes and was like sat back with like a wand, robes, owl,
a cauldron.
Oh gosh, that was funny.
Okay, Lexi, who becomes Minister of Magic after the Second War?
Kingsley Shacklebolt.
Nice.
I had to think of like First War versus Second War because Rufus Scrimgeour was in there for a little bit, but not after the Second War. So
he dead.
He's dead.
So dead.
Nadine, which family does Winky work for before working at Hogwarts?
The By Crouch.
Yeah. Good job. Let's see. Tori, what kind of cake does Hagrid bring Harry for his 11th birthday?
A chocolate and cherry?
This just says chocolate, so I will accept.
I was going to say strawberry based on the frosting color.
Yeah.
So.
It's a chocolate cake.
Yeah, it's a chocolate cake.
With probably cherry or strawberry frosting. With green letters.
Yes.
So I was just going to say birthday. Like a happy birthday cake.
A birthday cake. Final answer.
He brought a birthday cake. As opposed to a Sunday cake.
Angela.
Yeah.
What is the cursed necklace that Draco buys made out of?
Blue with some silver.
What is the stone? I need to know the stone.
Is it a blue stone before I go any further?
I mean, it can be a blue stone.
Like a sapphire.
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
No, it's opal.
What? Opal's not blue.
Well, I apologize that I got that wrong, but it is opal.
Well, opal is beautiful, so I win.
Opal is beautiful.
Oh goodness. Okay, Lexi. what form does Hermione's boggart take?
Her boggart? Or her patronus?
No, her boggart. I definitely didn't say that word wrong.
You can't switch this, Lexi.
Multiple choice?
Yeah. Tori, okay. I don't understand anything you say.
So, yeah, is it A, choice. A, Voldemort, B, a giant snake, C, McGonagall telling her that she failed, or D, her parents dead because of her.
Wow.
That's graphic. No, it is McGonagall telling her she failed.
Yes, good job. Let's see, Nadine. Who takes over teaching divination when Trelawney is briefly fired?
Briefly fired?
Briefly.
Briefly fired in the fifth one. That would be Frenzy.
Mm-hmm. Good job. Tori, how does one find the Room of Requirement?
Go to the seventh floor, and it's across the hall from the something of Barnabas. Barney? Barbie? Barbie? But you walk across of it three times, thinking of what you want, and then the door appears.
Good job.
Dancing troll thing, yes. Barnabas the Barnby or something like that.
Yeah, the answer was just walk past the hidden entrance three times, thinking about what you want. But you did great.
Brownie points again.
Yes, extra credit.
Angela, what color sweater does Mrs. Weasley make for Harry?
It's got some maroon in it and some gold. It's green.
It's green.
It's got some maroon in it and gold. It's green.
It's green. It is green. It's emerald green. Good job.
It matches eyes.
Oh my goodness. Lexi. Which spell do Lily and James use to hide with Harry?
Do the options.
So is it A, the infamous spell, B, the invisibility charm, C, the memory charm, or D, the Fidelius charm?
Oh, yeah, it's
Fidelius.
That one. Fidelius.
I'm sorry, how did I say it?
Fidelius.
Fidelius, sorry.
I thought you meant like the fidelity. Moment, like Voldy was coming through the door, what spell did they do? I was like, oh, I don't know.
The Abracadabra. Cadabra.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Like, what do you do?
No, they hid
from him using the Fidelius charm.
Okay. Let's see, Nadine. What family are Voldemort and Harry descendants from?
So, how far back do you want to go?
This is another family tree.
All the way back, all the way.
The Peverells?
Yes!
Good job. Tori, what is the incantation to make a portkey?
Portus.
Good job. Angela.
A lot of stuff in my brain, guys.
Angela. Lifetime of knowledge.
Lifetime of knowledge.
I love that movie.
Oh my goodness.
Is that She's the Man?
Yeah. Angela, which of these cannot be used as a wand core? Is it A, a thestral tail hair, B, a vela hair, C, a unicorn tail hair, or D, a chimera hair?
A. Nope. Whatever that was.
Yes.
I always say chimera.
I think it is chimera. After I said it, I was like, eh. I said that. Lexi, which of these Death Eaters did not torture the Longbottoms? Was it A, Bellatrix Lestrange, B, Fenrir Greyback, C, Barty Crouch Jr., or D, Rodiphilus Lestrange?
Fenrir Greyback?
Yes. Nadine, who is the secret keeper of Shell Cottage?
Bill?
Yes, good job.
That was the most confident.
Oh my goodness. Tori, who replaces the fat lady after Sirius Black attacks her?
Sir Cadogan.
Tori just read his whole thing.
I know. I was really excited that he was in there.
Onward.
Angela, what kind of spell is Vera Verto?
Veraverto.
Veraverto.
Turning a cup into a rat.
Which is what kind of spell?
I mean, a rat into a cup.
But still, tell me the spell.
A transfiguration. There you go.
One, two, three. Veraverto.
Lexi, which house is Garrick Ollivander in?
Ravenclaw.
Good job. Nadine, what is Moaning Myrtle's real name?
I feel like it's Amelia, but it's not. It's she just ran for president.
What?
I'm being for real. What's the she just why can't I think of her name?
Would you like the multiple choice?
Yes.
Okay, so A, Mary Myrtle McDonald. B, Myrtle Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren! She just ran for president.
How did I not know that? I had no idea.
I made that connection some one day. I was like, whoa! That one.
Yep, it is that one.
That one.
Tori, what is the door knocker on the headmaster's door shaped like?
A griffin.
A griffin. Good job. Angela.
Yes? You're not making me feel very confident, right?
So, what is the Quidditch foul where a player uses their elbow to hurt another player?
A red card.
Would you like the multiple choice?
Yes.
Is it a cobbing, a blagging, a blatching, or a flocking?
Number three.
It is not.
Number two?
No.
One.
Yes.
Well,
oh,
fun.
Good.
That one was way hard.
They do get a little bit harder here as we continue.
They're just now getting harder, guys.
Yeah. I think I've missed all of mine in a row for the past like 10 that I've done. So.
No, you've done wonderfully.
You got the green eyes.
That's right.
It's great. Lexi, what year was the Whomping Willow planted?
Oh, I know it was the year that Remus Lupin started at Hogwarts. 1984? 74. 74. Final answer.
No.
What?
What are my options?
So A, is it 1961? Is it 1971, 1981, or 1991?
71.
Yep.
Because,
dang it.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
No.
Let's see. Nadine.
I led you astray.
Nadine, how many nuts are in a sickle?
Knuts.
Do you mean knuts?
Seven.
Not seven.
13.
More.
27.
Oh. A little bit more.
27. 31.
A little bit less.
29.
There you go.
I know it's an odd number.
Let's see here. Tori, why is the Hogwarts Frog Choir deceptively named?
I'm sorry, repeat your question.
Why is the Hogwarts Frog Choir deceptively named?
Why?
Yeah.
Please give me some options.
So, is it A, it's also an orchestra, B, the frogs don't sing, C, there are no frogs, or D, it's aptly named?
D, it's aptly named.
No.
The frogs don't sing.
No.
It's because they're toads, right?
I thought they were toads.
They're toads, there are no not frogs. Frogs. There are no frogs. Oh. They're toads.
Oh, gall. So there you go.
Angela, who becomes the innkeeper at the Leaky Cauldron after Tom's death?
Dead Tom's dead.
Dead Tom's always been dead. That's why we call him Dead Tom.
What's that off of?
Not the train lines.
Okay, who became the innkeeper after Tom died?
Yeah, the innkeeper at the Leaky Cauldron.
Well, it's Dumbledore's brother.
Leaky Cauldron.
Leaky Cauldron.
We're in Diagon Alley.
Yes.
Diagon Alley.
We're going to go with his brother Tim.
Tom's brother Tim.
I will give you the multiple choice.
Yes, I always forget.
Oh, yes.
Is it A?
Really great.
A, Hannah Abbott, B, Cho Chang, C, Amos Diggory, or D, Seamus Finnegan.
Amos Diggory.
No.
I'm so confused. Who's Tom again? And is that Tom Riddle? And
no.
Tom's the,
like the hunchback guy.
These are
he like takes
students.
Harry's bags up in the third year.
And you just named students.
Yeah, he dies in the war. Or
so we know who becomes the innkeeper after?
Is this a cursed child reference?
I wouldn't know.
This is so crazy. Okay, so I'm going to go with, did you say Finnegan?
Finnegan was in there, but don't go with him.
Okay, Abbott.
Go with Abbott.
Hannah Abbott.
I feel like she could have amounted to more.
I know, that's what I was thinking. I was like, all of the students.
Who seems like the drunk here? Amos Diggory or Seamus Finnegan?
Right?
Oh my
goodness. Let's see, Lexi. Which year did the Marauders become Animagi? Animagi.
Like, which year of school were they?
Yes, which school year? Yeah, their fifth year. Good job.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nadine. Which student did not get petrified? Was it Millicent Bulstrode, Colin Creevy, Hermione Granger, or Penelope Clearwater?
Millicent.
Yes, good job.
That should have been at the beginning of the quiz. Are you kidding me?
Just thrown in there now. Tori. Which Death Eater was Slughorn hiding from when Albus and Harry arrived? Which one?
How about you tell me the options? I like your answer, Ange.
Is it A, Lucius Malfoy, B, Theodore Knott, C, Electo Caro, or D, Corbin Yaxley?
Yaxley?
It's Yaxley.
Yes!
Just always go with Yaxley.
Yaxley.
Okay.
He
Angela.
Yes.
What is the name of the orphanage that Tom grew up in?
Get your choices, Ange.
What are my choices?
Is it St. Edmund's Orphanage, Bridal Orphanage, Wool's Orphanage, or Our Lady of Mercy Orphanage?
Bridal's Orphanage?
No.
What was number three again?
Wool's.
That one.
Wool's Orphanage. Lexi, which of these is considered a being instead of a beast or a spirit under magical law? Is it A, a centaur, B, merpeople, C, leprechauns, or D, a vila?
A vila.
Good job.
Are leprechauns considered a beast or a spirit?
I got a soup. I don't know. Nadine, what does the word expulso? Or sorry, what does the Exploso curse do?
explode things.
Good job.
Yes.
Tori, what is Cho Chang's Patronus?
Give me my options.
So, is it A, a koala, B, a greyhound, C, a dolphin, or D, a swan?
I want to say a swan.
It's a swan. Good job.
Yes!
That's a good one.
I was going to say, she can never cast one because she's too busy snogging Harry.
Oh, my.
Okay. All right, Angela?
Yes.
You buckle up.
Oh my gosh.
Why didn't Angela get the explosive one?
I know. So, when does Harry break his watch? Would you like your options?
Like the time or like the year?
No, like during, like what was he doing that he broke his watch?
Okay, options.
So is it A, during the second task of the Triwizard Tournament, B, in Professor Sprout's room when trying to reach the Sorcerer's Stone, C, after falling off of his broom when attacked by Dementors, or D, while fighting the Basilisk?
Falling off his broom?
No.
What was the first one?
During the second task of the Triwizard Tournament. Yes. Good job.
Oh. It's because he was underwater, right? So we didn't know how much time he had left.
Good job. It was not a waterproof watch.
Well done.
Lexi, what trap does Barty Crouch Jr. trigger in Mad-Eye Moody's house?
Isn't that something with garbage cans? Nope. Yeah, it is something with garbage cans.
Yes, you're right. Technically, the British term is dustbin.
Sorry, something with dustbins. The dustbin yes, trap.
The enchanted dustbins, that is what he triggered. Yes. Nadine, whose death does Voldemort use to make his final Horcrux?
Purposefully or...
Purposefully. No, yes, purposefully.
Wait, what? So
purposefully.
So not Lily.
Not Lily.
Okay. Hold on. It would be Bertha.
Bertha Jorkins.
Bertha.
Tori. Which member of the Black family does not disown Sirius?
Which member of the Black family does not disown?
Yes.
I can think of a couple.
My gut says Andromeda. But his brother liked him too.
Andromeda's not even an option, so.
Well, she was Black.
I know, that's why I was like, I can think of a couple.
I know, his brother liked him.
I'm thinking it's... Would you like the options?
Yes.
Is it A, Violetta, B, Magenta, C, Alfred, or D, Marcius?
I'm going to say Alfred.
No.
Well, darn. Well, you gave me two, color people, so I don't know what the heck to do with them. Magenta and Violetta. What's the third? What's the last one?
Marius.
Let's say that one.
No.
Violetta then.
No.
Oh my gosh, Magenta.
It is Magenta.
Who is she?
I have no idea.
I was gonna say Phineas Nigelis, but
yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Angela.
Oh, crap.
Angela.
Yes?
What are the horny crows that cover trolls called?
The what? Say it over again.
So what are the horny growths that cover trolls called?
What are my options?
So is it A, warts, B, oh my goodness, I cannot talk tonight. C, cobbles, or D, orgmorts.
I'm gonna go with number two. Or number four.
Or
three.
Three cobbles.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Jamie, how many questions are we on, Jamie?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 7 left.
Okay, lightning round. Let's freaking do it.
You guys are doing great. Okay, who did I just ask? Lexi. Where does Tom Riddle work after Hogwarts?
Give me my options.
The Ministry, Cobbs and Webbs, Mr. Mulpepper's Apocryphe 3, or Borgin and Burks.
Oh, number four, Borgin and Burks.
Borgin and Burks, good job. Nadine,
hit me.
Which of Mad-Eye Moody's eyes is replaced with a magical eye?
His left eye. His right eye.
Let me give you the options. Hear me out, people. Is it A, his left, B, his right, C, right in the books, but left in the movies, or D, left in the books, or right in the movies?
D.
No.
C.
Oh, it is the right in the books and left in the movies.
Okay.
So you were right.
I was right.
Okay. Or was she left?
Tori, who damages the vanishing cabinet at Hogwarts?
Fred and George, when they throw what's-his-face into it. Oh, no, Peeves does. Sorry.
Peeves, good job. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Angela. Who is the best customer for shields, gloves, and cloaks by Weasley's Wizzies? Wheezes. Ready for the multiple choice?
Yes.
Okay, so is it Neville, Hogwarts, the Ministry, or Filch?
Neville.
No.
Filch.
Also no.
Hogwarts.
Dang it, Angela. The Ministry. Okay. Lexi, who wants to call a timeout after discovering that the bludger is Hex to go after Harry?
I want to say it's either McGonagall or Wood. No. Are they both in the multiple choice? Yeah?
No.
Give me the choices. Go for it.
So, is it Fred and George, Harry, Oliver Wood, or Angelina Johnson?
Oliver Wood.
No.
Angelina Johnson. Fred
and George. No. It's Fred and George. Okay. Nadine. When Harry went to St. Mungo's to visit Arthur Weasley, what was the man in the reception afflicted with?
Spatergoid.
What?
Just kidding. That's what the guy on the... He thinks Ron has spatergoid, the portrait. Multiple choice.
So, is it A, whistling uncontrollably, B, octopus sucker rash across his skin, C, clinging like a bell when he moved, or D, quacking when he would speak?
Quacking.
Not quacking.
The bell.
He would cling like a bell every time he moved. Okay, and the final question that I will present to everybody, I'm guessing. The final question. I wrote this one myself. Okay, I didn't, actually. The final question was dumb, and so I picked a harder one. So, When the Dursleys try to escape the letters, they get a hotel room. What number was it?
My guess is 10.
It is not 10.
My other guess is 24.
No.
7.
10, 24? Really? What's wrong with you, Angela?
Multiple choice, please.
Is it 3, 14, 17, or 19?
17.
It's 17.
Nice!
You have completed the 100 level Harry Potter quiz. Do you feel awesome. Enlightened?
I feel like I got dumber and dumber something. And dumber and dumber and dumber.
That was pretty good.
I lost my brain. That was fun.
But you guys are now, you're ready for any trivia question ever.
I'm glad that the questions got hard.
Yep, that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to our 100th episode where we just thought it would be fun. Talked about the what happened on the 100th page of every book and also took a 100 question quiz, which was so fun. I had a lot of fun with you guys. So tell us what you got on the quiz if you took the quiz along with us, and we hope to see you next time. You can always ask us your questions, let us know your insights. You can reach out to us on our social media at We Solemnly Swearcast, and we out.
Mischief managed.
That was awesome. 100 episodes, guys.
Yeah.
Right here.
No, don't
we're gonna wrap it up right here, Jamie. So remember, you can always reach out to us at We Solemnly Swear Cast. Now that we have 100 episodes, there's so much for us to talk about, so many questions for you to ask us. So send them to us and tell us your theories and send us your score on this quiz if you lasted this long and took it along with us. We want to know.